This is Nightline, the line that's open at the right place at the right moment, and this is Walter O'Keefe. Good evening, and here's our first Nightline call tonight from Hollywood. Groucho Marx, and You Bet Your Life. Hey, George, you tell us, what is tonight's secret word?
Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word is room. R-O-O-M.
Really?
You bet your life. The National Broadcasting Company presents Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, the comedy quiz show transcribed from Hollywood. Groucho meets our first contestants in just 1 minute.
May 1945. The armies of the Allies hurl themselves against the desperate last-ditch resistance of Hitler's Wehrmacht, advance across the shell-torn German countryside with victory in sight. But when would it come? When would the terrible slaughter end? How many more good men would fall before victory and peace become a reality? May 1945, a time of hoping, a time of waiting. It was NBC newsman Morgan Beatty who broke the story, and exclusive. Heinrich Himmler had made an offer of German surrender to the Allies. Morgan Beatty, cited for outstanding radio reporting, is typical of the top NBC newsmen who bring you news on the hour. This is Chet Huntley inviting you to be with us as the news breaks on News on the Hour, all day, every day, over most of these same NBC stations.
Here he is, the one, the only...
Well, here I am again with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll win an extra $100.
Groucho, I have Leroy Howell and Esther Friesen on deck, so folks can please...
On deck? This is rather nautical, isn't it? Huh?
Well,
You haven't got them on deck. Now, that's silly.
No, it's a figure of speech.
You mean they're... Yes. You mean they're hiding out here, is that it?
That's one way of putting it, yes. Well, would you people come out and show them you're not hiding anymore? Now? There we are.
Welcome to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word. Something you find around the house, assuming that you have one. Now, your name is Esther Friesen Leroy, is that right?
Just Esther Friesen.
Esther Friesen and Leroy Howe, is that right?
No, that's Huff, Groucho. H-O-U-G-H.
How can it be Huff?
Well...
D-O-U-G-H is bow, isn't it? Therefore, H-O-U-G-H must be pronounced Howe, right?
No, Groucho, T-O-U-G-H spells tough.
Now, how about S-O-U-G-H? That's Sal. Oh,
Sal spelled S-O-W.
What's that?
Sal spelled S-O-W.
Sal is spelled S-O-W? I'm not talking about a female pig. I'm talking about the rustle of the wind. That kind of a sow is S-O-U-G-H.
That's pronounced Sue.
No, Sue is S-U-E, like Sue St. Marie, which actually is spelled S-I-O-U-X. You say you pronounce H-O-U-G-H, huff. How do you pronounce D-O-U-G-H?
That's dough.
Then I'll just call you Mr. Ho. Is that right? Now, Esther, tell me where you're from and say it in Chinese.
I don't know Chinese, but I can tell it to you in Spanish.
All right, tell me in Spanish. What part of China were you born in?
San Diego.
San Diego is in China?
No, that's in California. I was born in San Diego. I'm American by birth, but Mexican by heritage.
Oh. What is your last name, Esther?
Friesen.
Friesen is your last name? Well, that's about as Spanish as apple strudel.
Well,
I thought you were of Mexican descent.
Well, I am, and my full name is Esther Constancia Josefina Murúa Suárez M. de Viadrana Friesen.
You know, I was in Mexico City last year, and I... had a little toothache, and I had one of the dentists there pull one of my teeth. This tooth was of Mexican extraction. You like that? He's got nice teeth, doesn't he?
Yes, he has.
Could you go for him?
No, he's not my type.
That's not a very nice thing.
I'm sorry.
You wouldn't want him to throw his arms around you, huh?
No.
Would you? Don't you ever feel an impulse to throw your arms around him?
No, not around him.
Around me?
Uh-huh.
The New Year's being good to me.
But we'd have to be in a room all by ourselves.
Well, I would hope so. You said we'd have to be in a room all by myself, and that's the sacred word for tonight. So you get yourself $50, and your friend here, whom you despise, he gets $50. All right, back. Well, Leroy, let's talk to you. Where are you from?
I was born, reared, educated in Kansas City, Gacho.
Well, what did you do in Kansas City? You hang around the stockyards?
Well, they're there. Yeah. After finishing my education, I went to work for the Western Union. And I've worked for them for 18 years. Matter of fact, it's about the only thing I've ever done.
You were a messenger boy?
Yes, sir. Started off as a messenger boy and worked in a number of jobs.
You say it's the only thing you've ever done?
Yes.
Can't be the only thing. You're married, aren't you?
Yes, I came to...
Well, you see, you have done something besides work for Western Union. Isn't that true?
Yes, I came to California and got married, but even that was a Western Union.
Did you hear them moaning out there? You know, I don't know whether you know this, but that joke is so old that it's wired together.
Well, it's a fact.
It's a good job, a good joke, and it's lasted a long time. What is your job with Western Union? Surely you're not a messenger boy now. You sell those Western Union suits?
My job at this time is assistant sales manager.
Oh, is that what the... what are some of the services that Western Union has to offer these days that Postal Telegraph doesn't? Aren't they in business anymore?
Well, first place, Postal went out of business in 1943.
Well, I haven't been out of the house in a few months.
We have many services, Groucho. One of the important services we have is that of marketing research.
Well, what is the market and research service? You mean well, they tell you when the stocks are going up and down?
No, that's a service that we will perform for a client or a firm to determine the effectiveness of their advertising or of a product. And also, we...
You can't make the market go up, huh?
Also, we make... No, we can't. Groucho, we have a telephone service where we call... the general public at random and find out their favorite television show.
Is that near here?
We select the names from a telephone directory.
Oh, you said you call the public at random. You just pick up a phone and call anybody, like TV surveys?
Yes, we perform to find out what the favorite television show, for example.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Could you show us how you operate?
I'd be delighted to, Groucho.
George Fannerman. Would you come out here and put your shoes on first, George? A lot of women out front here. Yeah. Have we got a telephone back here with a long extension?
Yes, I'm sure we do.
Well, why are you so sure? I mean, well, I know definitely.
I know that we've got two or three.
Bring it out here and bring a phone book, too, and we're going to test this man's skill at surveys.
All right, Groucho. And while I'm locating them, it'll give us a chance to take care of some very important business. This is a cue, fellas. We'll be back in just a moment with You Bet Your Life.
When you swing and sway to a Latin beat, life is lovely, life is sweet.
You make it Pabst, cause Pabst makes it perfect.
Yes, Pabst makes it perfect. Just as we always have ever since 1844. So next time, you make it Pabst, because Pabst makes it perfect. America's Blue Ribbon Beer from the Pabst Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Yes, Pabst makes it perfect.
Now, you know, I'm personally interested in this television survey. Esther, you open the book. You open the book and pick a name at random. And if you can't find one at random, take Eagle Rock or some other city. You got a number that you want? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I'll hold it, and you dial it.
All right.
Dials like a dog.
Hello.
Oh, no. Hello.
I'll talk to you.
Hello. There's no answer here. It's ringing, but I think they're loaded or something.
They may have gone out to the movies. Horseback ride.
It's gone four times.
Why don't you... Did you try a bank that closes at 3 o'clock?
No, I took a name, Mr. Lott.
This won't do it. You'll have to try it. All right, give it a try now. Huh? Mm-hmm. Hope it's not the police.
It's busy.
That means there's a woman on the wire.
Okay, I have one.
All right, try it again. Wouldn't it be awful if nobody was home? All over America. Can you all hear this action?
Yes. Hello, this is Western Union, and we're making a survey. Could you tell me what your favorite television show is?
Well, there's no one in the office. This is an answering service.
Yes,
sir. I guess nobody is home in Los Angeles. I hope you kids out there have no place to go tonight. This may take months. That's the business to be in. Owning a telephone company. People are talking all the time. City jail.
Hello. This is Smith. Hello. This is Western Union. We're making a survey. Could you tell me what your favorite television show is?
Well, I just recently got a television set, a brand new one.
And what show do you like the best?
I'm new here in Los Angeles. I've only been here 3 months.
Well,
I'll have to just think about it a minute. I really like science fiction theater. Very good.
Science fiction theater?
Science fiction theater. It's one of my favorite.
You ever watch Groucho Marx?
Very seldom.
Don't you like him?
Oh, yes, yes. I like him very much.
Well, why don't you watch him more often?
Well, I'm not at the end of the time that he's on very often.
You do night work?
Oh, yes, I work at night quite a bit.
I'm sorry to hear that. You should. This is Groucho Marx talking.
Really?
Yes, really. I was curious to know.
Can you prove that?
Can't you tell by the timbre of my voice?
It sounds like
well,
it.
This is Groucho Marx.
I heard all those people laughing there, and I was...
Well?
I thought I was being tricked.
No, you're not being tricked. This is Groucho Marx, and you get a job in the daytime and stay home at night and watch my show.
Indeed, I will. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, take care of yourself.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Bye.
You did like the show. Should we try it again? Should we try it again? All right, we'll try one more call. And Leroy, this time you do it, huh? Now, wait a minute. I'm going to write down a number, and I want you to call. Okay? Busy, I'll kill him. I'm going to find just how crooked this fellow is.
Hello?
Good evening. This is the Survey Department of Western Union calling. I would like to find out just what is your favorite television show.
My favorite television show?
Yes.
I like You Bet Your Life.
Why do you like that show?
Well, mainly because my father's on it.
And what is your name? What is your name?
Linda Marks.
Who?
Linda Marks.
I believe this is someone for you, Groucho.
Linda?
Yes?
This is your old pappy.
Ah, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, we're calling up a lot of people and finding out what shows they like. And you really like the Groucho Marx show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you take care of yourself. When I get home, I'll tuck you in with the extra blanket.
All right. And goodbye. Who are you calling up, though?
Oh, we're calling up a lot of people. Just we happened to call you. I was curious to know what your real feelings were about on my show.
All right.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
Hi, George. I want you to take this phone out and have it gold-plated. It's a very honest telephone. You get very honest surveys when you use this phone. And George, have Melinda gold-plated, too, while you're at it. Now then, we're ready to play You Bet Your Life and see if you can win some money here. You select the cities and small towns of the United States. I'll give you four cities or towns in a particular state, and you identify the state. If you miss two in a row, you're finished. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. Now, in what state are these places? Madera, Mariposa, El Centro, and Placerville.
California.
Placerville. California is right.
You have one right.
That was pretty easy, wasn't it? Huh?
No.
It was for me, because I was born in Massachusetts. Now, here are the places. You tell me what state they're in. Kissimmee, Jacksonville, and Fort Myers.
Florida's
right.
That's right.
You have two right, two more right, and we'll have your $1,000.
In what state are these cities and towns? Winchester, Rock Island, Vienna, and Cairo.
Illinois.
Illinois is right.
You now have three right. You get the next one right, and you'll have $1,000.
Now, here are the cities and towns. Pawtucket, Lakewood, Quonset Point, and Central Falls. What is the state?
Rhode Island
is right.
You got four in a row, you win $1,000.
Now you won $1,000. You can keep it and quit, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $10,000. So go over there and sit down and think about it. No matter what you decide to do, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Patrick.
We'll find out if Mrs. Creason and Leroy Huff will try for $10,000 in just a moment.
For the big things in your life, be ready with United States Savings Bonds, now better than ever. Yes, sending the children to college, planning your retirement, building your own dream home. These are the big things you can be ready for. How? Well, the easy way to save is through the payroll savings plan where you work. Well, this offers you an opportunity to save regularly. Your boss simply sets aside any amount you name each week. And before long, you'll be the proud owner of a stack of Series E savings bonds. And you don't miss the money because you don't see it. These savings bonds mount up mighty fast, too. Each one paying you more interest than ever before. 3.25% and a shorter maturity period of 8 years and 11 months. So be ready for the big things in your life. Before next payday, sign up in the payroll department where you work for United States Savings Bonds. You'll be mighty glad you did. Or buy a Series E savings bond right where you bank.
And now, George, what's the story on the big question?
Leroy Huff and Esther...
Owl, isn't it?
Who?
Owl.
Huff, I think he said.
Oh.
Esther...
I think he left in a huff, didn't he?
Esther Friesen? Oh, there they are, yes.
Oh, here they are. Well, you won $1,000 so far. Mm. If you decide to try for the 10 and you fail, you wind up with a total of 500. Now, what are you going to do?
We're going to try.
You're going to try. All right. You pick a number from 1 to 10 and then spin the wheel. If any number besides the one you pick comes up, the question is worth 2,000. If the number you pick comes up, the question is worth 10,000. Clear?
Clear.
What number do you want?
9.
Thanks.
Gonna be close, it's gonna be close. Well, everybody is rooting for you except the sponsor. Your number, you took number 9 and it came up 9, so this question is worth $10,000.
I wish you both lots of luck.
In ancient Greece, so the story goes, a cynical philosopher turned the countryside, toured the countryside with a lantern, looking for an honest man. For $10,000, who was this famous Greek? Talk it over. All right, what's the answer you two decided upon?
We're just going to have to guess. Neapolitan?
No, you should. You should have known this.
I know it.
It's Diogenes.
Oh!
I'm sorry you missed it. We really would like to have lost the money.
Would you?
Yes, we would have. But anyway, you wound up with $500. That isn't too bad. Congratulations, and thanks for being with us. You won $100 in the sacred word, too, didn't you?
No, just 50.
Oh, well, each 50. So yes. You got a total of 600.
It was fun anyway.
It's a night's work, anyhow. Uh-huh. And you had the opportunity to throw your arms around me, which is saving you away 3 cents. Well, thanks anyway for showing up.
You Bet Your Life is transcribed in Hollywood. Produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jack Meekin. This is George Fenneman reminding you to tune in again next week, same time, same station, to hear the one, the only Groucho. And see Groucho every Thursday evening on NBC television. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces around the world.
Don Ameche stars in dramas of emotional impact on Don Ameche's real-life stories, weekday mornings on most of these NBC stations.